when you're applying medication to someone, well, you're absorbing half of that yourself in your fingertips, in your hand. Mm-hmm. And that was my goal in designing this. This is one of those tools that is so multi-purpose and versatile and easy to use. That was my goal.
Welcome to That's Derm Good. I'm Janelle Ball, and I'm excited to bring you thought-provoking conversations about biologics, specialty medications, treatments, and so much more. I'll be chatting with some amazing guests about access, affordability, and advocacy. You're really going to enjoy this show. Welcome to That's Derm Good. My guest today is Rana Kashani Gregg. Rana is the CEO and founder of Luna Ascent.
Yes, Luna Ascent. And I'll tell you how the name came about later.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited to talk to you and just hear about the story. I mean, Luna Ascent, I was looking up the website and I'm so excited that you were able to send me a gift in the mail with this. And oh my gosh, I love it. This product is amazing. And I mean, this is something that should have been around a long time ago, but let's jump in. I want to talk about this. I definitely want to get some history behind how it started, but tell me what Luna Ascent is.
Thank you so much, first of all, for having me here. And I'm so excited to be talking to you about Luna Ascent, especially because of your focus of your podcast, because this is exactly the space that I want to be in. The reason Luna Ascent exists is because of my son, to cut the story short. It's because he was born with severe food allergies. And as we all know, food allergies usually go hand in hand with eczema. And we, of course, didn't know this. At the beginning, he always had red patches on his forehead when he was a baby. And I kept taking him to his pediatrician and they like, no, these are, you know, normal for newborn babies. They have red patches sometimes. Mm-hmm. Never anybody mentioned any sort of allergies. We didn't have any allergies in our family or my husband's family. So being part of a Middle Eastern family is we eat a lot of nuts. Nuts is a huge part of every gathering and food. So he was about when you're trying to introduce, you know, food, they get older. I think he was a little less than a year old. And I gave him a tiny bed of a dish that we make, which is made with pomegranates and walnuts. Actually, we watch Food Network. One of the main things they love about Persian cooking is that. That's the dish that all the Americans like really gush over and love. And it's called Fesenjun. And I gave him a tiny bed and he just started swelling up. Oh. And we had no idea. We've never been exposed to this, had never seen anything like this. So we realized, you know, in short order that he was severely allergic to all the nuts because we went, you know, and did the allergy test. Curiously, he's not allergic to peanuts. Which is peanuts is not considered tree nuts. It's considered a legume, as you probably know. So he's not allergic to peanuts, but he's allergic to all tree nuts and eggs. And egg is really hard because egg is in everything. Even like you gave him hamburger once, I guess there was like egg wash or like in the bread itself, you know, there was egg. So it's really difficult. So anyway, because of his allergies, he also had this eczema and we had to apply steroid cream to his patches because it would get really bloody. And what I didn't realize is that when you're applying medication to someone, well, you're absorbing half of that yourself in your fingertips, in your hand. So whatever amount you're putting on as a caretaker, as his mom, and steroid thins your skin. So I actually started developing dermatitis in my fingers, which was to a point that I would touch surfaces and I would bleed on it. And I was like, well, this is not really sustainable, you know? Mm-hmm. And I went to look for a tool to apply. I'm like, oh, I'm sure there's an application tool. I'll just go online and I'll buy one and I don't have to use my fingers and it will resolve my problem. And lo and behold, I could not wrap my head around the fact that there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing on the market for application. The closest thing I could come to was like a jade roller, which is not something you can apply medication with, and it just doesn't work well. Or mask brushes, which was so flexible, it was flicking the product back and forth and it was just wasting it. And I wasn't able to really rub in with that tool. So I said, I'll go on Alibaba. I'm sure someone in the vast country of China has come up with an application tool, and nothing there as well. Wow. So this is how the journey started. And as you know, developing a product from nothing takes years. I mean, I was kind of naive going into it. I've always considered myself an inventor. I had an invention book when I was a child, which I would write my inventions in. So I've always had ideas about how to solve everyday problems. And I would always noodle in my head about, like, we can do this or we can do that. But my schooling, I went from a pre-med, pre-dentistry to philosophy and then law, just kind of like, you know, I ended up with like a minor in chemistry because of all these science classes that I had in college. So, you know, life kind of takes you on a different path that maybe when you're a child that you're thinking, this is what I'm going to be doing. And my book of inventions was, I had to destroy it during the Iranian Revolution because I had my personal thoughts in there as well. It was my diary, book of invention. It was my personal. And my father basically said that our house was going to get raided by the Revolutionary Guards. And we had to get rid of everything that had personal thoughts in it. And we went outside into our yard and burned my book of invention, which to this day, I'm like, was there a way we could have maybe buried it? Like, we could have done something to it instead of, like, you know, burning it. But anyway, it lives in my memory. And so, yeah, so when this happened and it was a personal need, I went from, okay, I can find it. No, I can't find it. Maybe I should do something about it because I'm sure there are other people in my situation that can benefit from this. And then one thing led to another. And then we, you know, created this tool. And then when I got it, I'm at a stage in my life now, I'm getting older. I'm actually just turned 60 years old. So, you know, as you get older, your skin gets drier, it gets more fragile, and I'm adding more oils and serums, and they're just dripping through my fingers. I'm paying $195. I'm like, every drop that drops into the sink is like $5 that I'm wasting, you know? So then realized how well this tool works for any kind of skincare. Even I have makeup artists that are raving about applying foundation with this tool. Because when you apply foundation with a brush, it seeps into the brush. It goes into the base of the brush, which is very difficult to clean. So they have to constantly keep these brushes clean. And, you know, especially if they have clients, they go. So there's this constant washing and maintaining the brushes. With Luna Essent, not only they use half the amount of foundation that they normally use. So they go in, they apply the foundation with Luna Essent. Then they go in with a brush and just smooth it out. Instead of getting beauty blenders, which are sponges and just harbor bacteria, could not be more unhygienic unless you're sanitizing it every single time you use, which we do not. So instead of using those tools, they use this, apply the foundation and go in with a brush and smooth it out. Or if you're outside, you want to apply sunscreen. You're like, now I'm going to get white fingers. I'm going to put on my leather purse all the way on the dashboard and the steering wheel, you know, it never comes off. And so with this, you can always have like a hygienic tool that you can carry with you, apply when you're outside, when you're on a plane. How many times we've been on a plane when the skin gets really dry and I'm like, I don't know, they don't want to really go get up to the bathroom and wash my hands. And, you know, and then you just forget it. I'm just not going to do it, you know. So this is one of those tools that is so multi-purpose and versatile and easy to use. That was my goal. As a mom, I wanted something that was practical. I wanted something that was simple, but actually worked. Mm-hmm. And that was my goal in designing this.
Wow. That is amazing. I mean, first of all, there's so much to unpack here.
Sorry.
No, this is great. I'm just like amazed. I'm sitting here listening and I'm just so amazed by you. And at such a young age and dreaming of being an inventor and it really just coming to fruition. And
at this late stage, this is my third act.
It is so amazing to hear that. I love it. And one of the things that I love is that you are able to just follow through with that dream. So you're actually a lawyer as well?
Yes. As I said, I was very science oriented and wanted to go into the medical field. And when this happened, when I was actually in undergrad, it was at the height of the Iran-Iraq war. And now we have phones and we have WhatsApp. And my daughter is in Europe right now studying there. And I can at any moment know where she is, contact her, actually see her face. Back then, we would wait maybe 2 weeks. There would be bombing in Tehran. They would say, the street below your parents' house just got bombed. And I would have to wait 2 weeks to know if my parents survived or not, for the news to flow out, for some relative to be able to contact someone because the communications were down. There was just no instant communication. And it was very, very difficult. And that really, the focus just, it took away. And I went oriented toward more philosophy and political science, how to advocate, how to advocate for people's freedom, how to advocate for democracy. I don't think anyone appreciates the freedoms and the democracy in US more than immigrants, because we come from places where that is not a birthright, where that is not something that is a privilege. And we appreciate it so much. And it bothers me that sometimes I see people be so cavalier about it here. You know, it's just like, it is the most precious thing. Don't be so cavalier about this, you know? And so that put me toward more advocacy and more like philosophy and political science, which led to law. And that's how my law career came about. And in 2000, I actually started my own practice. I was working for a firm before, of course. You know, you intern for a law firm where you're in law school. And then I worked with that firm for a while. And then in 2000, I started my own practice. And then in 2003, I got married, had kids. I had two kids that were a year apart. So it became very, very difficult. I went inactive like mid-2000s. And then basically, especially with my son having such severe food allergies and stuff, it was all hands-on. You know, we really couldn't travel at all because of his allergies and go to restaurants. And, you know, I had to learn how to cook all sorts of ethnic dishes, Thai, Chinese, Japanese, do sushi, you know, everything that we couldn't go out, I could do in the house, you know.
Right.
But yes, so law came about because of that. Oh, between, I should say, when I was in undergrad, I've always been very entrepreneurial. So when I was going to, before graduate school, I had boutiques in San Francisco. I was designing clothes. I've always been also interested in fashion. So I had my own fashion line, which I was selling in my own boutique, you know. So
oh my goodness.
I did that while I was in undergrad and then went to law school. And when you're in law school, you can't really have other. It's so full on. You just like, you know, I had to put close down those stores. And yeah, so that's how law came about.
Wow, that's amazing. So I'm assuming that really kind of helped you starting Lunescent.
Yes, yes. We all have dreams as little kids. And I remember mine was I would go sit behind my dad's desk and all my friends were playing with, not that there is anything wrong with it. That's just not where my head was. They would play with dolls and, you know, they would play house. I would go sit behind my dad's desk and I would sign checks like I'm the boss. And because it was the old kind of school checks where they had the little like stub at the end and mm-hmm. the check would be gone. I would like sign the little stubs, you know, the little and like pretend that was the. So I always wanted to kind of be my own boss. Right. And that was really a lifelong goal and just being an entrepreneur and kind of dictating your own destiny. You know, when I worked at a firm, I remember I had to be in the office and this is before there was work-life balance. Like I felt like I had to take my clothes to the dry cleaners if I had to make enough. It was like I couldn't because it was just you were committed to being in that office from 9 usually to late at night. And so no personal life. So that's why now there is this movement toward that balance in life, which we really, I feel our generation, when I was working, we really didn't have. And then the younger generation, they understand the benefit of having that life-work balance because of the mental health issues that come with it. It's not just that, oh, I want to sit home and work from, put my legs up and, you know, drink coffee and work from home. No, it's being present also for your family. All of that really comes into the equation. And I think that maybe we went too far into the spectrum, which is always with new movements happens. You know, the pendulum swings too far to the extreme when new movements arise. But now we are, I think, hopefully, I'm hoping we can find a balance where we can have the productiveness and we can have where we work, but also have that sense of we have some control over our personal life and we can do things where we're not dictated to all the time by the big corporations.
Right. Yeah. And that's so true. You have to have that balance and be able to manage both your work life, but also still have a home life and not yes. making everything about work all the time.
Yeah. And that's why we have been so successful, but it comes at the expense of our mental health as well.
Absolutely.
So I really feel that the legislators are recognizing this. I feel the broader societal forces are moving toward that because they're realizing it's not all, don't take any vacation, work 24/7, do this, do that, go, 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 go. Which is usually when I was growing up, that was the ethos. That was what everyone did, you know, was the 80s and the 90s, just work, work, work. Mm-hmm. And now we're like, let's be as efficient as we can, which is funny. I don't want to go sideways with you, but the AI revolution that's happening mm-hmm. is actually could really go either way. It can automate things to a point that we can get some breaks and we can get some downtime. But if it's not regulated properly, it can backfire on us. So we're at that middle part where I think the US government and the legislature is actually really trying to kind of figure it out as we are trying to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So you previously also worked at San Benito Health Foundation. So was that kind of your first transition into the healthcare, skincare industry?
You know, until you brought it up, it actually was my first exposure. Yes.
Okay.
So what happened was I was working for the law firm that was representing San Benito Health Foundation, and their executive director quit. And this was a community health foundation. San Benito Health Foundation is in Hollister, is where all the farm workers are, where all the farmlands are. These are like new immigrants. These are people who many of them do not speak English. So it was a community health center to provide federally funded healthcare to the farming community and to the entire San Benito County. But it was focused mainly on these newcomers who just had so many needs. And we were actually helping them. It was in the middle of the grant writing process. And she quit. There was a community board and she had conflict with the board. And basically she's like, I'm just going to quit. So we went and talked to the board. And because I was there so much, the board basically wanted me to act as the interim executive director to give them enough space to do a good search for an executive director that would be a good fit for this, you know, health center. So I was there for, I think, a year or maybe less than a year. And I would stay there every single night till 11 a.m. And they would find me on my knees in the office trying to put papers to, because we would have to submit grants. And if anyone's done grant work, it's just so much paperwork involved. And this is before all the conveniences of that that we have now. I had to, like, you know, put the packages together, make sure they make it to the right person, and attend all the interviews that they were doing for the new executive director search. But it was a very, very enjoyable and fulfilling experience to work with these healthcare providers, to work with that community, to realize what their day-to-day needs were. And it was just mind-blowing to, now that I've been exposed to that, to see some people dismiss these kind of like foundations as to, but they provide such needed care for a very vulnerable portion of the society. And now I realize after I've left, they've become federally funded. It's all like, you know, so it's great, because they had some programs that were, that some were not, and were writing grants. And so it's great to see how they have evolved since then.
Yeah, that's amazing. So with Luna Ascent, right now you have this tool. What is the tool called? Like, how do you describe it?
Yeah. So Luna Ascent is called Luna Ascent Touch-Free Skincare Applicator and Massager. So when the idea was born with my son, I started experimenting with different ways. What would be a design that would be stable enough for you to apply the product to it, but pivot enough so you can glide it over the skin? Because if it's too fixed, it's hard on the skin. It tugs on the skin. So you want something that actually glides on the skin. And so this is actually the third iteration, because the first one that we prototyped, the head kept falling off. The second one, we went with medical grade silicone, which is the highest grade of silicone, completely pure, completely non-porous and non-reactive. It's what they use for medical implants. So if you can actually have that in the body, it's completely non-reactive and non-porous. So that's actually the biggest cost of this tool, is providing this high-grade silicone. And I will show you a trick. Anyone who has a silicone tool, if you pinch the silicone and there is a white line, usually they are colored, you'll know that that's not pure silicone, that has additives in it. So when you have pure silicone, the color doesn't change as you manipulate it. So that's a good test. And people are like, oh, silicone things are so cheap. It's like, they're not medical grade silicone. This is food safe. You can eat off of this. And it's completely, again, this is what Stasher bags are made out of. I don't know if you're familiar with Stasher bags. They're what they sell. They're reusable, like sandwich bags or snack bags or things like that, that they sell in, like, they sell in Whole Foods, they sell in different places. So they're reusable and they're made out of food safe medical grade silicone, which is completely non-reactive. So you can put it in the dishwasher. The same with these pads. You can drop them in the dishwasher. And because they are non-porous, all you got to do is soap and water and let it air dry. Or again, drop it in the dishwasher for a good clean. These pads are indestructible, basically. I've had mine for the past 3 years. They look as good as new. If you use a lot of vitamin C, they might discolor a bit, but that's it. There doesn't change the effectiveness at all. And they don't lose their shape. So they're like a little sock that kind of pops over the head because I have a massaging pad and I have a smooth pad. The smooth pad is for application and the massaging pad has texture. So it brings blood under the skin. It increases circulation, which nourishes the skin. So when you massage your face with Luna Essence, you're increasing circulation, which leads to that glow, you know, that we're all looking for. Mm-hmm. And another benefit of Luna Essence is these pads could be cooled or warmed. So if you put this overnight in the freezer, you wake up in the morning and give yourself the most refreshing de-puffing massage because it retains the temperature. Or if it's cold outside, you want a nice, relaxing massage with your oil or serum, just run it under hot water a bit and it warms up, or just pop it in the microwave for a couple of seconds and it warms up and it retains the heat and it makes oils and serum just seep into your skin. Mm. And I actually just did a 5-minute facial massage tutorial with Luna Essence. I put it on YouTube and I put it on my TikTok channel. And check it out. Definitely. It's just to show how versatile this tool is. It's not something that just for application, just to apply, but it's truly one of those tools that replaces maybe 5 or 6 tools that you might already have. Mm-hmm. It replaces your jade roller. It replaces gua sha. It replaces mask brush. It replaces foundation brush. It replaces textured pad. This is the texture pad. It's amazing for washing your face with it. So a lot of people actually put their face wash on this and then they apply the cleanser because the texture increases, you know, the rough brushes for your skin. They're too rough on the skin. They actually can hurt the top layer of the skin and you don't want to use that constantly. So this is like a much more comfortable way of applying the face wash or even exfoliants to this to enhance the action without like causing irritation.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. This morning when I was using it, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, oh, this would be great when I've got a migraine because I can just massage my temples. But I was using it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Not only just for putting my lotion and moisturizer on, but that's a great massage.
You're not the only one. I've heard this from someone told me that they had a sinus infection and they had so much pressure around their eyes, above their eyes and around their cheek area. And they said that they warmed up the pad and they were massaging this area. And it just like they felt it's like clearing up all the congestion in their sinus, you know, area and cavities. And I have testimonial after testimonial. She says at night when she's sitting and watching like her TV shows or whatever, she has this next to her and she puts her facial oil and she massages her forehead area. She says she has frown lines. Mm-hmm. And she says she didn't realize how much tension she's keeping in her forehead. She said as she is massaging it with Luna Essence, she feels the muscles are just like opening up. And she says her frown lines for several hours after that looks like she's had Botox.
Wow.
But it's just scientific because you're mechanically, this is like a tight muscle with the warmth and the massage action. There's no magic about it. You're just opening up those tight muscles. And as it's relaxing, it's softening up the frown lines. So, you know, it's just a very simple science behind it.
Yeah, that is amazing. I'm so excited about this. And I really am looking forward to continuing to use it. So there's also a little gold scoop that came in there with it. And, you know, it's absolutely genius. I mean, you think about the little products that, you know, maybe a tub of face cream that you're using and you're sticking your fingers in there. I mean, you don't think about how much contamination is involved with that, but being able to use this little scoop and I can just put it right on my Lunescent and put it on my face without putting my fingers in the jar, any of that. I love it.
Janelle, I want to tell you everything with this. Truly, I was thinking about how the customer can get the most out of this tool. When people have spatulas that come with their products, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, they are either like a little spoon or it's a scoop. Mm-hmm. So when you have that, you are wasting half of the product because you can't get it out of there. So you pick it up and you're trying to apply it to your skin, but then a lot of it goes inside the indentation or the scoop or whatever, and you're wasting the product. I actually had this. So as you can see, it is in a way where this is for exactly how you said. This is to pick up the product from little tubs or jars, where, because some of them are, you know, they're pumps or, you know, you don't have to use this. But this I wanted to include for those kind of products that are in jars, because FDA has a section that says when you actually put your finger in the product, that it contaminates the entire jar. So these kind of products, no matter how clean your hand is, you say, oh, I just washed my hand. Our skin is covered in natural oils and healthy germs and bacteria. But when you put it inside the tub, it's like a perfect petri dish for that bacteria to accumulate and do. It's a perfect environment for mold and fungi. So what brands do is they put a lot of preservatives to prevent that from happening. But preservatives have their own downside because a lot of people actually, it causes irritation. So clean beauty brands then come up with, oh, okay, we'll have less preservatives or we'll have this kind of, which then makes it more prone to bacteria and fungi and mold. So we've had so many of the clean beauty products that had to actually be recalled because they had mold and fungi growing in them. So this scoop was done in this shape so you can pick it up without putting your finger in the jar. And people are like, well, what about this? This is not porous. When you clean this is a hygienic clean tool that you can interact with your product. Our fingers are porous. So when you wash them, you still have grooves, you still have the pores. So no matter, unless you are taking the skin off and then, you know, scrubbing like a surgeon, you're not going to get that kind of, you know, and the whole idea is that you want to keep your product pristine to make it sure it remains effective, that it has a long shelf life, because it's no good that if you buy something that you're going to use for 2 months and it's sitting there and every day it's becoming less and less effective. And with Lunescent, you can increase the shelf life and you can reduce any incidence of contamination. And when contamination happens, then the active ingredients degrade. So if you have vitamin C, if you have other, they're very prone to degradation. And the more contamination and handling of that product, the more it is prone to being less and less effective. We also did the carry case. So the carry case was for you to be able to carry your Lunescent in your purse or anywhere you are, without the applicator becoming dirty, right? So, and it has a little mirror in there. So you can just drop it in your purse, you know, put it in your back pocket. I had the client who went to the top of Machu Picchu, send me a picture from the top of the mountain saying powered by Lunescent underneath it. And I was just so appreciative because she said there was no place to wash her hands. It's beating sun. And she basically had this in her back pocket and she would regularly apply her sunscreen and didn't have to worry about, oh, it's dusty and dirty and I'm putting like, you know, stuff on my skin. And I just love these kind of comments that I get from, like, you know, customers, because I see that they got the concept that this was something I had in my mind, in my head, and now they get it and they can use it for their family, for their, people tell me they use it to rub Vicks Vapor Rub because their fingers get so smelly that even after they wash, the smell doesn't come off, you know. Or so it's very, very versatile. And what makes it easy to use is that it's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It's just a tool that you have in your arsenal to make your life easier.
Right.
You know, I compare it to like we can eat with our fingers, but we have fork and spoon and, you know, it just makes life easier. It makes it more hygienic, less wasteful, right? As humans, we are all about making tools. That's what sets us apart. And if you open any drawer in the kitchen, it's full of tools, right? And what are the tools that you use the most? They're the simplest ones. They're the simplest ones that make life easier because the too complicated ones always break on you.
Right. That's so true.
You know, it is because you're in, we're talking about skin and skin conditions and coming from a family where we have eczema and psoriasis, unfortunately, this is really especially important for those kind of families that deal with skin conditions because we are constantly having issues with the skin and the skin is irritated and skin is basically angry and you want to soothe without exacerbating, without irritating. This allows you actually to put less medicine in a more effective way. So one of the reasons for my son, as a growing boy, steroids, they have all these, they of course work well for eczema, but they have side effects. And growing boy, you're concerned how much medicine am I putting on him? So with Lunescent, you can apply, I would say, half the amount of medicine that they recommend because they are actually accounting for how much of it is getting wasted. Mm-hmm. So you can actually gauge that because you have transparency. When you put it on your fingers, you don't know how much of it went into your skin, how much of it went into your child's skin. Mm-hmm. With this, you have exact transparency. You know, this amount of product that's on the pad will make its way on your child's skin.
And that makes so much sense. I've used acne products even. The provider would say, oh, use only a pea-sized amount for your whole entire face. And I can never gauge that. And I'm like, no, this is not enough. So I just start adding more. And I'm like, wait, why is my skin so dry now? Because I was overusing the product. But it makes it so much easier now because I can just put the exact amount and I know that's what's going on my face. And I don't have to worry about, like you were saying, half of that gets absorbed into my skin. You don't even think about that.
Are you familiar, Janelle, with Codex Labs, a skincare brand?
No.
So she is actually amazing. She is a Stanford graduate. She had two startups that she sold successfully before this venture. Her son, that's why we bonded. We created both of our brands for our sons and the situation that came up with them. He had a bad allergic reaction and she realized there is no transparency in the skincare products that she was using. So, and she's a scientist and she has developed Codex Labs line of products, which is just truly amazing. Remember I mentioned preservatives?
Mm-hmm.
So her line, the preservative that she has is called Preserve X, which is a substance that is natural to our skin. So when we talked about skin microbiome, I actually did a live interview with her on my for Instagram, and it's on my Instagram account. And this preservative makes sure that you're not putting anything on your skin that shouldn't be there. It's already part of our microbiome, our skin microbiome. So it doesn't disrupt the microbiome, which is really necessary for keeping the skin healthy. And the reason I'm bringing up Codex Labs is because she actually took us to Europe with her. She got Lunescent and launched it on her website in Europe because they're based in US, but they also have European pages and websites, and she put it This is what she said in the press release when Luna Essence was launched there. I care about the product that I deliver for my customers. I also care about the delivery method, because she bundled it with their acne line of products. Mm. And their acne line of products is extremely effective. But then she said Luna Essence also provides this extra layer of protection where you're not constantly, and it's a great way to educate teens who are constantly touching, they're picking at their skin, they're picking at, you know, this provides that kind of discipline and kind of like a ritualistic tool that you have that you can use without really constantly touching your face, and makes the acne medication to be that much more effective because you're not adding that extra layer of germs and bacteria.
Wow. I love that.
One of the thing being adults is like, hey, I thought I put acne behind me. It's like, you know, you great. As adults, you know, we develop acne, and this is a great way to reduce those. And I can just talk about myself, but I had real, like I had bumps around my jaw area, which is normal for, especially for hormonal imbalance when you get older. Mm-hmm. Truly for the past 3 years, I don't know. I haven't done a scientific study it's just anecdotal, but the bumps around my jaw area and my upper lip have all disappeared. And I'm thinking, was it because I was constantly touching, or how is it that using Luna Essence has reduced? I have at 60 years of age, the clearest skin I've ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
So truly, it's the consistency, mm-hmm. and it's having the right tools at my disposal, using, you know, and realizing it's not how much product you use, but having a few products that work well for you and using them consistently and tweaking them based on how we change, right? The skincare was good for me in my 20s is not what I need to use right now, or what I use in the summertime is not good for what I use in wintertime, right? So it's all of those is being in tune with our bodies and realizing what our needs are and kind of adjusting accordingly.
Right. Absolutely. So for any of our listeners that are wanting to get Luminescent, which they need to, absolutely.
This is good timing. Today, I dropped a bunch of bundles because a lot of our customers have been asking for bundles because some people want to have one in the car, one in the house. They don't want to carry it from the house to the car, you know, or just have one sitting in their purse. So we did my bundle. I did two Luna Essence. I gave 30% off for that bundle. Wow. So that's like a great deal. It's actually like two Luna Essence almost for the price of one. Okay. And I did a bundle with the carry case. So that way they can just all get everything they need in one bundle instead of like buying them separately. So with the bundle, they save money. And also we've had the privilege of like having several luxury brands that have partnered with us, and one of them has bundled the products together, and that's on the website now too. And so it's all there, and it's one of those things that when you use it, we call it the Luna Essence light bulb moment, because it's like, I can talk about it until the cows come home, you know,
right.
But you have to actually put the product that you use and rub it on your skin. And then you're like, okay, you know, now I understand what she's talking about. Mm. And the cooling and the warming also is really very helpful.
Yes, absolutely. I'm definitely going to try that. I'm thinking the cooling, I'm going to try that with some eye cream. And then, yeah, for sure. I've got so many ideas. I'm excited to use it.
Janelle,
I'm going to practice all weekend long.
And you can also put the two pads in the freezer in the morning. Just use them like cucumber slices.
Oh, okay.
You know, because they fit perfectly on your eyes. And, you know, so if you just want to use it for a deep puffing, But that's not what it was intended for. This is like, you know, it's like all the stuff that people, different uses. But yeah, putting it in the freezer. You know how influencers say, rub your fingers together to warm them up before you apply your, like, you know. So when you rub your fingers together with the product, all of it is getting absorbed into your fingertips, you know. With this, you can do it. You can warm it up and not worry about wasting the product.
That's so good. All right. Well, I really appreciate you joining me. This has been amazing talking to you and just hearing your story. I mean, I'm so impressed by you and I'm so inspired by you because your journey and doing so many amazing things and starting this company, I'm just so amazed and I'm so looking forward to continuing to be connected with you and ready to see what comes next.
Thank you so much, Janelle. I really, really appreciate the space to talk about Lunescent. I hope that families that have members that have skin conditions take a look, because it really was developed from a family, from our family, to other families that are experiencing the same thing. And it is one of those tools that really kind of makes life just easier. And when you have little kids, you're constantly washing your hands, you know, that way you don't have to say, oh, did I just apply cream? Now I'm washing hands again. I'm washing hands again. You know, this way you can take that out of the equation.
Right.
Very
nice. Everyone can go to lunaescent.com. So LUNAESCENT.com.
Yes. Thank you so much. And we have our bundles and holiday deals, and please take advantage. This is probably the biggest sale we've had ever since we've been in existence.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with me and listening to That's Derm Good. You can expect new episodes of That's Derm Good every week. The podcast is available on your favorite app, including where you're listening right now. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. Bye.